Dare Talk, I'm Larry Mantle. Wasn't that a fast 90 minutes? Libby let me know that I said 90 minutes instead of 90 seconds. Hopefully it didn't seem that long. Libby Denkman, KPCC political reporter, joining us for what our producers have billed as the segment, The Denkman Report.
Yes.
So we can't have any laughing. It's very serious.
No, I'm sorry. We started
off
wrong.
Are you ready to report The Denkman Report? We're going to talk about local politics, what's going to be on your ballot coming up on March 3rd. Libby, just first of all, I know we're not going to talk a lot about process. We're going to get into the races. But Beverly Hills, they filed that lawsuit against LA County over the new voting machines, right?
They did, yes, about the new voting machines' digital ballot display on the ballot marking devices that everyone who votes in person in LA County will be using. This is brand new technology built from the ground up, designed and manufactured by a third party vendor. But you know, pretty much everything is straight from the Dean Logan, the registrar's office. This system has only four candidates possible to display on the first page of each race when voters are kind of scrolling through. And so candidates who are, say, fifth, like in Beverly Hills, a city council race, an incumbent city councilman who is listed fifth on the ballot, and in city council races, those the ballot order does not rotate. So he is going to be...
He's always fifth.
He is going to stay fifth on the ballot. They're saying it's not fair to those candidates that the voters will have to hit a button that's labeled more in order to see the other candidates. They can easily hit next instead. I actually did that during the mock election. Even, you know, somebody like me who's grown up, you know, with computers and kind of a digital native here. So Beverly Hills has tried to request that voters cannot scroll ahead to different races until they've seen all the candidate choices.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That is not something that's going to change before the March 3rd primary. Oh. A judge has denied the request for injunction. So there is a hearing on that in May. There may be changes to the interface of the More button and the Next button in LA County, but that's not going to change for this primary. So.
I asked Secretary of State Alex Padilla about it earlier this week and said it was one of the things he was concerned about in his department's oversight of certifying of the new ballot marking machines. Well, let's talk about some of the races. We got the 25th Congressional District, Santa Clarita, High Desert, Antelope Valley area, where Democrat Katie Hill flipped the party of that seat.
Yep.
She resigned her seat, and now we got a whole slew of candidates going at it.
I mean, candidates flooded the zone up there, Larry. The North LA County and parts of Ventura County seat, it had been a long-time Republican stronghold. We're talking about Santa Clarita, Simi Valley, Porter Ranch, Palmdale, Lancaster, that area. Katie Hill was successful, a lot of people say, because she ran as a relative moderate. She is a gun owner. She was from the district.
Had a ranch.
Yeah, you know, lived on out in a ranch. Very, you know, the vibe was that 25th district. I'm one of you. Steve Knight was, you know, not so successful in gathering outside spending the way that Katie Hill really got a ton of money, like from Michael Bloomberg's group, a ton of outside spending in that race.
Democratic Women's Group.
She was
able to tap into the national Democratic stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So she won that race, but last fall forced to resign. That might be strong. We don't have an indication that Nancy Pelosi asked her to resign. It seemed to have been her choice, but Katie Hill was embroiled in a scandal where she was accused of an inappropriate sexual relationship with a staff member on her congressional staff. And then it came to light as well that she had had a sexual relationship with a member of her campaign. And
she denied the one with her congressional
staffer.
She did,
yes. And these photos that were released as part of this kind of campaign to from conservative blogs to kind of paint her as maybe somebody that's not in step with the district, as somebody who, you know, doesn't fit with what's going on in the 25th. It was really a lot of embarrassing, you know, partially nude photos, things that are being classified as revenge porn, and that she has said she now, after leaving Congress, is going to fight because she feels that this kind of exploitation and this kind of, you know, threat to women, especially in this digital age, is a huge problem.
And I think it's understandable because of what she was enduring that she stepped down, because this was not going to get better. Clearly. On the other hand, I think it would have been fascinating to see how her constituents would have responded to this had she been able to stay in office, not resign, and run for re-election.
I think that her office was receiving just an avalanche of attention and really harassment, even of the staff members. And I do think she knew that there was more material out there that would be released. And at a certain point, it's really tough to say, I'm going to keep going.
Oh,
and
I get
stay
it.
In public
I
life.
Understand why. Yeah. I mean, she said she didn't come out of her house for, you know, a number of days.
Yeah, and
this
she was very
was
open
so
about
traumatic
her mental,
for her.
Her mental health struggles because of this. And it's been a very traumatic situation.
I say this not to second guess her, just it would have been an interesting experiment to see how voters would have considered all of this had she run. So has the Democratic Party come down supporting one particular candidate in the field?
Right out of the gate, Christy Smith, an assemblywoman who also flipped a district the same time Katie Hill did. She was elected in a longtime Republican assembly district that overlaps the 25th district. Christy is a former school board member. She has sponsored a lot of legislation in Sacramento related to charter school oversight. She's done work on human trafficking. Every establishment Democrat, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Mayor Garcetti, everyone has endorsed Christy Smith. They really aligned behind her as soon as she got in Emily's List, all of the big groups, the Democratic parties of the local counties. That seemed to be sort of her cruise control. She would be the Democratic nominee, and then the question would be who would get in the top two primary to face her.
Yeah, would Steve Knight be able to? The former congressman defeated by Hill, would he be able to get into the top two?
Exactly. There was a little blip on the radar, though, because Cenk Uygur, who is the Young Turks co-founder who you've had on the show several times, Larry, he decided to get in. He doesn't live in the district, but he felt that this was his opportunity to really campaign on the issue of corporate money in politics. He's a huge Bernie Sanders supporter. He is getting a lot of attention because of who he is. He's a firebrand. He's somebody who is, you know, a great interview and can, you know, kind of go on talk shows and podcasts and everything. And he's also getting a lot of outside donations. It does not appear that he will be able to derail Christy Smith in that race. But it's an interesting dynamic. It's that establishment Democratic candidate and a more progressive Bernie Sanders type of candidate kind of going at it there in that
and
district.
And it could be two Democrats, even though that was a historically Republican district, it could be two Democrats, although that would seem to be a challenge given the voter registration.
Right. The district is trending blue. I just want to mention Mike Garcia and Steve Knight, the former congressman, are on the right in that race, and it does appear that they are battling for that second spot. So Mike Garcia, former fighter pilot and a real estate executive, and Steve Knight will likely battle it out to face Christy Smith in the top two in the fall.
That's the 25th congressional district we're talking about. And by the way, you don't have to live in the district to represent it in Congress. In that instinct, so many other public offices, you've got to live within the jurisdiction. Not true with Congress. We'll continue with Libby Denkman, KPCC politics reporter, in 1 minute. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle, KPCC political reporter. Libby Denkman is with me, and we'll be together for election night, March 3rd, right here on KPCC. We'll start our local coverage at 8. and that'll be shared with NPR covering Super Tuesday's national coverage. We're talking about some of the other major March 3rd races, including the L.A. County District Attorney, incumbent Jackie Lacey, is facing two challengers. And interestingly, she made some big news this morning, Libby.
She did. Jackie Lacey announced the clearing of 66,000, I believe, former marijuana convictions that were, still on the books after marijuana was legalized in California. There was a deadline coming up this summer for those convictions to be cleared, and that really has a huge effect on individuals' lives. I mean, the LA Times reporting indicated that something like 20,000 of those folks are now completely clear of any criminal record, something that can affect their employment prospects, things like that, the war on drugs and the disproportionate effect on Black and brown people has been a huge issue in this DA's race. And so to see Lacey come out and make that announcement today, you know, it was something that was going to happen, but the timing, of course, will be by her competitors in this race pointed to as rather politically opportune.
All right. And so the two competitors are someone who's frequently with us on Air Talk, and that goes back to when he was a top official with the LAPD, George Gascon, formerly the district attorney for San Francisco, coming back to Los Angeles to run as a reformer here. But it's interesting that London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, didn't endorse him after working with him.
That's right. So George Gascon was appointed DA after Kamala Harris moved over to AG, and then he was reelected in San Francisco, somebody who was in law enforcement most of his career. London Breed cited the uptick in property crime in San Francisco. George Gascon is a co-author of Prop 47.
And a spokesman for it.
Yeah, big supporter of Prop 47 that reduced some nonviolent felonies to misdemeanors. And London Breed coming out and saying that she was endorsing Jackie Lacey in this race. A very interesting move.
Which is weird that you wouldn't have a San Francisco mayor endorsing in the LA County District. That's a real thumb in the.
Why would we care?
Yeah. That's a real getcha to George Gascon. And then we have a third lesser known candidate in the race.
That's right. Rachel Rossi, who was a longtime public defender. She also worked in the Senate on criminal justice reform efforts, that bipartisan bill that passed last year that did a lot to, reduce automatic sentencing, especially looking at racial disparities again in the criminal justice system. That's something, Jared Kushner in the White House and Ivanka Trump were working on. So she has a history of being a public defender, but she says it's time for people like her to take over the prosecutor's offices because it just has so much power. When you talk about the role of a prosecutor in requesting bail, in what to charge, in diversion programs, they truly have the power to decide the defendant's fate to a much greater degree than the judge or, the defense attorney. So this progressive prosecutor movement has been moving across the country. L.A. is the biggest and latest battleground for it.
All right. And also L.A. County Supervisors race, the second district, South Los Angeles County area, where Mark Ridley Thomas is termed out. We've got some well-known figures, former L.A. City Council President Herb Wesson, former council member Jan Perry, State Senator Holly Mitchell, and Korean-American Jake Jong, who was one of the activists against that mural that was at the Korean school that was up. He was on Air Talk to talk about that, actually, to protest the mural and also to protest the homeless shelter going into Koreatown.
Sure. And that was moved to kind of the outskirts of Koreatown eventually. Yeah, this is looking like Herb Wesson, no doubt, has the greatest fundraising edge and possibly the best name recognition in that district since he has represented part of it in the 10th Council District for years. However, Holly Mitchell is getting some high profile endorsements. Oprah recently featured her. She's done a lot of work in criminal justice reform in Sacramento, and she's working really hard in that district. Interesting, trend. trend there, of course, in South LA. You've got the Metro line that's going to go to LAX, kind of cutting through the middle of that district, and then also the SoFi Stadium getting built. So gentrification has been just a huge issue there, and candidates' positions on keeping people in their homes, you know, building affordable housing as, you know, a lot wealthier and wider residents are moving in has been a big flashpoint.
Jan Perry, one of the things on which she's hung her hat is economic development and good relations with the city's business community. Is that something she's running on here?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the interesting thing with Jan Perry is this is a bit of a rematch of sorts with Herb Wesson, because as a councilwoman, she really battled with him over the redistricting over the last
census. He took her out of downtown.
He did, which was a big source of support for her. And of course, when it comes to economic development, she really ushered in a lot of that revitalization of downtown.
Libby, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Sorry, we're a little shorter because of our sheriff's interview.
That was a great interview, Larry.
Well, thank you. We'll talk with you next week.
Yep, all
absolutely. Right.
Thanks.
The Denkman Report, every Thursday here on 89.3 KPECC. I'll tell you what's to come momentarily.